broadcasting live from high atop the BBS Talk Radio building. You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show.
And happy and good morning to everybody.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Manu.
No one ever thinks it's a happy Monday.
No, huh?
No, everyone's usually bitching, ah, oh, shit, yeah. Another week.
No, I love Mondays, man. I was looking forward to today.
Really?
Well, we have a full day today. There's a lot to talk about, you know, stuff over the weekend. And we have a great guest today.
We have a guest.
A guest. Do you believe it?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, shut up, man.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it, huh?
No, no.
Okay, well,
actually,
we do.
Speaking of guests, as a matter of fact, I have a production company that I had emailed, and they responded to me and would really love to come in and promote the two films that I've just previously finished, but but they were the same production company that I acted in for their last Dark Reality film.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So
they're going to come here and, what, and discuss the movie or something?
Yeah,
or?
Talk about the movies, the two finished films.
Oh, two finished.
The last one, I went to the last film that they finished called Bled. Really freaking awesome.
Really?
I mean, like, yeah, totally, like, wow. Right up my alley.
Really?
Yeah, kind of like this vampire-ish kind of dude. Uh-huh. And it's about a drop of, I don't know, some kind of blood or something like that off a sap of a tree. It's really, it's really freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, well, you like scary movies, right?
I mean, I do.
Or at least you like acting in them.
Well, I mean, I love acting in them, but I mean, I love the concept of not, it's not way out there, you know, like science fiction or you know what I mean? It's almost on the verge that it could actually happen and exists.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of horror film.
Right.
You know how some horror films like just say
Friday the 13th.
Well, Friday 13th, and then you got Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, Nightmare
you know, you
on
can
Elm
almost
Street.
You can almost feel that, all right, you know, maybe, well, yeah, but you know it's not real.
Yeah.
You know. But the Dark Reality that I acted in,
right?
You could totally see that this could actually happen.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's that freaky. It's kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
The trailer is out now. I sent that link to you, so you have to really
check
it out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a look at that trailer.
And,
so you're all over it.
It's a little sick, yeah, with Daniel Baldwin and a couple of the actors. It's pretty, pretty awesome.
Oh, my new.
Pretty
soon
awesome.
We're going to have to... call your secretary, get through the receptionist to get to you. Make an appointment
maybe
with
not.
You.
No, no, not quite that bad.
No.
I mean, you know, geez, I don't know. Hey, speaking of stars, there's a film being filmed on Grand Street, you know, up near the courthouse.
Right.
Opposite of the
down
courthouse,
here,
though.
Yes.
Yeah,
a couple
down
blocks
here,
down
downtown.
From here.
And my God, we've got E! News, every single type of newscasting, broadcasting van you could possibly think of.
Really?
And they've all got the big cameras and all that, trying to get a shot of whoever it is. I don't
know.
Oh,
so it's not a movie crew, but it's a lot of media.
Oh, no,
and
no,
stuff.
There's a movie crew as well.
I see.
But there's
okay.
like mass amounts of media.
I see. So the media is covering the shoot of the movie?
I guess so. Someone must be, you know, someone big must be shooting. Right there.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know who, though.
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll find out soon.
Well, you got the news there. The eyewitness news was there.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll see something somewhere around.
Yeah, I'm sure we will, yeah. But, you know, you changed the subject. I wanted to stay on horror films for a second.
Ah!
You know that our host,
Jeff
Rector.
Yes, I was listening to him yesterday.
Did you listen to the show?
Yeah, I did.
Wasn't it amazing?
It was.
Yeah.
It really was.
I mean, there was two great guests here.
Yeah.
There was Billy Drago.
Yes.
Yes. And
the man that I know very well. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I know the
but
work.
But you've seen his movies?
Yes,
okay.
I have.
Okay. Do you remember what his most famous movie or most famous role, I guess? Because many
John
movies...
John Voight? No, it wasn't with John Voight. It was...
He did bring up John Voight, though.
He did.
So
he
might...
did. Because I heard him talk about acting with, you know, the class with Angelina Jolie.
Yes, yes, that's right. So I think he may have worked with him. But that was a big movie that he did.
Oh, Chuck Norris.
He did work with Chuck Norris,
yeah.
You're right.
And then he's worked
but
on
he was,
so much.
Yeah, he had a a role in The Untouchables, if you remember that movie.
Oh, really?
And that was a gangster movie. And
I remember that. That was a great
Yeah, I mean, it
film,
was with
it?
Kevin Costner yeah. and Robert Stack and God, there was a lot, I think. Yeah, but there was a lot of good actors there.
Yeah,
so,
there was.
So Billy Drago was in that, and apparently in his role, he shot and killed the Sean Connery character.
Yes, that's yeah. right. I remember listening
yeah.
to
him.
Yeah,
so,
I heard of him.
And now he just finished a movie
yeah.
with a co-star
right.
who was here yesterday, too. And her name is Wendy Carter.
Yes.
And Manu, she's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, we were sitting here. I couldn't stop looking at her. Okay. I mean, it's like the face, the body, you know, and it just sort of like lighted up the room here, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll show you later. I'm going to actually, we took pictures together, so I'm going to put the pictures up. I'm going to create a gallery on our website.
Yeah.
So we'll start putting up pictures and stuff of people that come in and all that. So, so yeah, I mean, they're like two contrasts, you know. I mean, he's like a weathered actor, you know, you can
mm-hmm.
tell the years on his face and stuff, and she's just vivacious and young and gorgeous and
well, of course,
and
they
smiley
are.
All the time, and it was a really good time,
yeah.
you know. I mean, Jeff is good, you know. I think he looks like your classic actor. You know,
Jeff, yeah.
yes, he looks like an actor. He looks like a James Bond character. You know, he's very handsome, and yeah, and you know, I mean, he looks good. You know, so he's doing his own movies. He did a spoof on James Bond. You know, where he played the Bond character.
Right.
So I haven't seen it, but it's supposed to be pretty funny. You can find it on his website, and and you can find his website from Jeff's page on bbstalkradio.com.
Yeah.
So we sat here and they were talking. I guess their new movie is called Copperhead. Okay, so that's what
sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it's
I
gonna
don't know
be
why.
It's gonna be on the sci-fi. It's not. It's a new movie.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So it's a western.
Yes.
You know, and she's got all these extensions on her hair. I saw some pictures on the internet.
Right.
So yeah, if you Google Billy Drago or Wendy Carter, you'll find
yeah.
those things.
Okay.
So it was nice. You know, I mean, it just felt nice. You know, it felt like. You know, and they had a good time.
Yeah.
They had a real good time. Everybody that comes here has a great time.
Oh, of course they do.
Of course.
Of course, of course.
So we had many shows going through the day, throughout the day.
Yeah.
And starting next weekend on Sunday, we're going to have the Julio and Chan show.
Mm-hmm.
And these are two guys from New York who are hilarious.
Do their own comedic thing.
Yeah. yeah. You remember Julio called us a couple
yes,
times.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, and they're
well,
funny.
Well, actually, no. I only remember him calling once when Melissa was here, the hypnotherapist.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was the first time I'd actually heard his voice.
Yeah. I think actually the first day I had talked to him, he called. But regardless, you know, I mean, it's so that's something to look forward to. They're going to have a two-hour show on Sundays from 12 to 2. And that pretty much fills up almost all of Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just need something between 2 and 3, and that's it. And Sunday is full. That was the day I used to rest in.
Yeah. You know, well, I also listened to Alex Romans.
Yeah.
And his concept, because I hadn't listened to his show.
Right.
And just, you know, like hearing his concept of what he's going to do,
uh-huh.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's like the Huey Howser. Have you heard of
yeah.
Huey Howser?
Oh, yeah. I like him.
Yeah, but yeah. this is kind of like over the radio.
Yeah.
So we met up for coffee afterwards.
Really?
And he showed me,
nice.
You know, who his intentions are of to bring on the show and so on. And it's like, oh.
oh,
my gosh, this is kind of like really cool. It's like the Huey Howser thing.
Yeah.
And where he gets businesses or people, and it helps people get familiar with Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Or what's going on, what's really going on in Los
yeah,
Angeles.
Yeah, I know, and about nice and special places to go and shop
yeah.
or dine or
yeah.
whatever, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty, he's versed in L.A., I think
yeah.
he's been here. So that's, yeah, that's pretty cool living in L.A., you know. I mean, even the name kind of gives it the flavor, you know. And, yeah, I mean, our station inevitably has become an L.A. flavored station.
Yes.
You know, so that's nice. You know, and I'm really starting to reconsider whether to take remote hosts or not, because I mean, we have, like with Greg, we have no problem at all, you know, and he's gonna be here until he's barbecued to death, you know. But All I've had is problems with remote hosts. And now I'm thinking, you know, it's like we'll wait for those remote hosts when we open other stations, you know.
Right.
But right now, I'm going to just keep it L.A. And avoid all these problems. So everybody that does a show from here is going to be here at the studio doing the show.
Right.
So that's what I'm thinking. How was your weekend?
That was weird.
Yeah. No, but listen, I mean, I don't want to leave that subject, but I got to tell you, man, it's like, you know, you sit here, I don't know what it is with beautiful women, you know, I mean, it's just like, it's, I don't know what we have with beauty, but it does something to the senses on a subconscious level, you know, and it makes you salivate inside. Why are you giving me that dirty look?
No, because I've seen you in action.
You've seen me in action?
Yeah.
Like what?
When we've had, you know, a couple of young ladies in here.
Yeah.
At our own guest show.
And what happened? No, nobody's been this gorgeous before. You know? And, yeah, I mean, it felt nice. And I couldn't stop thinking about it. And then later on, Evan comes and does his show. Right?
Evan.
Yeah, Evan Marshall. He does Soul Kitchen. He's got like a sort of a musical show. He plays songs he likes and he talks about it and stuff. Really cool show. Really cool show. And I love Evan. He's really nice. So I'm sitting in the kitchen here and listening to a show on the Mac that's there, you know, on the computer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm listening to the show. And then he goes, oh, look who's coming. What a surprise. And then this woman starts talking, and she's got a very sultry voice, you know. I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? Who just showed up, you know? So I'm walking in here, and another stunning-looking woman, okay?
Oh,
and she's,
gosh,
like, all smiles, this woman, okay? And she sits, you know, she was sitting where you are, and she's just constantly smiling. I mean, she's glowing, this woman.
Yeah.
And again, I'm sitting here, like, breathless. And... So that was sort of like an exciting day, you know. I mean, because nice people, nice looking people, you know. So it started to feel like L.A.
Oh my gosh! And then you had to go home.
Then I had to go home. My beautiful wife. Let me tell you, it doesn't change anything, you know. That's just the thing. It doesn't change anything. Well, I had to say that.
Yeah. Of course.
No, but really, I mean, look, the situation is this. The way I view it is this, you know, and I never cheated, and I never will.
Right.
My view on this is this. Look, you want to be in a relationship? Be in a relationship. You don't want to be in one? Get out. But, you know, to have both.
Or if you're going to go out and run the streets, then don't be in a relationship.
Or don't get caught, period.
Yeah.
but seriously... If you know, if you don't want to be in a relationship, just get the fuck out and go and fuck whoever you want.
Yeah.
But why hurt other people in the process, you know? I mean, you're doing two different things. You're doing something that you're not supposed to do, that you promised not to do, and, you know, and then you're also lying to your spouse, you know? So, I mean, if there's one thing that really breaks trust between people, I think that's it.
Well, you know? Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the ultimate betrayal, regardless of the fact that we are human beings.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, history says we're not monogamous.
Yeah.
You know, we're not a monogamous species.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
There's very few animal creatures that are monogamous.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, the ducks. Believe it or not, yeah.
Yeah, ducks.
Ducks are monogamous.
Uh-huh.
They stay with the same partner.
Really?
Their whole entire lifetime.
Wow.
And if one duck dies, I know this is really sad.
The other
one
commits suicide.
No, if that one duck dies, the spouse will stay there the entire time and will die with that spouse.
Really?
Yeah.
And how do they die with the spouse? What?
Well, because they don't fly. They don't fly away from the winter or, you know what I mean, to with the other flock for
oh,
food
wow.
source and so on.
Isn't
really? That sad?
It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
And another animal that does that is the flying fox.
The flying fox.
Yeah, you know the what's another flying fox, fruit bat, one of those creatures. Yeah. they're also monogamous as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I know it's pretty strange, but I think for the most part, Well, we've discussed it before, you know. Like you said, I don't think humans are monogamous, and I don't think marriage is a natural state of being. Yeah. But regardless,
we're supposed to be more intelligent human beings.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and we have cultural standards to live by. But I think all in all, I think it makes sense, you know, because when all the chips are down, you know, when nothing else works, it's like fuck the beautiful women, fuck all the money, you know, just. You have someone to love and someone who loves you, you know. Yeah. And I think that's the bottom line. Without it, nothing else matters. You know, sometimes I'll see, someone driving, a convertible Porsche or something, and he's all alone in his car, you know.
I mean, he doesn't look very happy.
No, you know, I mean, the thing is, you have a nice car, have a nice girl sitting next to you, or anybody.
Yeah.
You know, although, I mean, not to judge, because in L.A. a lot of people drive by themselves. But, you know, if it's, like, on a Sunday and you see he's just cruising around in the sun, you figure, you could have had someone here with you, but you don't, you know.
And
so I think the bottom line is family is good for us, you know. And that's what you got to remember, you know.
I tell you, the Hispanics have got it down pat.
Yeah, huh?
I mean, seriously. On the weekends, you know, they take over the parks.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, this mass family congregation to spend family. Family is the most important thing with them.
And many cultures are like that, you know. But I think in ours, it's pretty important too, family. You know, I mean, I'm not talking about like places like L.A. where people are fractured. Many people arrive here on their own to make it, so they don't have a family here with them. But for the most part, I think American society also likes family, you know. And I don't think maybe they don't show it as much, you know.
It's breaking down, though. I really see it breaking down.
But you know? I think it's because of the times, you know. I mean,
it's because of the times, but it's also because of financial hardships. It's because of single motherhood. It's because of numerous elements that happen these days.
Yeah.
Versus, plus, I think back in the day.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a very strong, important thing, you know.
And that's it. I think with those other cultures, I think they just figure. I don't think they necessarily sit there and go to a therapist and go, "We'll work it out." But I think, you know, in like back in the old days, people would just kind of take it and just go with it, you know, and accept a bad marriage and just stay in it and accept it as that's the norm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's true. I think that happened.
So. But I think it's just more visible with Hispanics because you go to the parks and you see them in millions, you know, in droves there. But you don't see the same thing with white families, you know.
No, it's sad.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's sad or not, but it's just the situation, you know. I mean, so white people go somewhere else, okay?
But
so they don't all
they
get.
Work so, they work probably harder than most people.
Yeah, but I what mean, does like, that have to do with it, though? I mean,
well. You know, it's just
maybe physically harder.
It's about time. It's like about making sure there's time for family.
Yeah,
making sure that they're committing to a family, gathering, a picnic or a birthday or a barbecue or whatever they do.
Right.
And they buy those big blow up things and
for the kids to jump
and have a lot of fun and so on but you're right. You never see. Another cultural family do that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, there are. I mean, no. In many other cultures, I just think in American culture, you don't see it as much.
No. Yeah. But you know, when I think about it, I don't really remember seeing that back home in Australia too.
No.
I mean, we have our barbecues and we have our beach time and so on. I mean, honestly, I think I grew up a little disillusioned.
Yeah.
Because I used to think that. You know, my parents being together for as long as they were, and we did things, I thought we did things together. Now that I'm growing up, it's like,
it doesn't seem like that.
No, it doesn't seem like that so much now. But, even when I went in the military, I was like really proud of the fact that my family was still together.
Yeah.
But really, it was very dysfunctional.
So that's what I meant. You know, I mean, people just stay together.
Extremely dysfunctional.
Yeah, they figure we'll just keep on doing what we have, what we've been doing, and that's it, you know?
Yeah, and then my mom hit the road after 30 years of marriage.
God, that's a long time.
And really tore the family apart. Yeah,
I'm sure.
And that's why I am like I am now.
Yeah, it just makes you wonder what keeps a person waiting 30 years to make the decision.
You know, we're going to have to wait until she gets here. You know, she's still coming.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got an email over the weekend sending me the itinerary. Like,
really? So we're going to have to interview her here.
We're going to have to, yeah. And you know what? This is something that I want to find out too. Like, why? You know, why the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, what is it after 30 years you get up and leave?
And then why did she do what she did?
Yeah, what age did she get married at? Like at 20 or something?
No, much younger, like 17,
oh,
I think
wow.
it was. Yeah.
Really?
She started popping out kids by the time she was 18.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, well, I mean,
so she
I don't,
wasn't that old when she left. In her 40s.
Yeah, yeah. So I think she's like close to 70 now. She's like 68
really?
Or something like that now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
And she's been married to a new husband for like 15 years already.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm wondering. I mean, I'm willing to bet that's where you got your commitment issues.
Oh, I already know.
Yeah.
Because at the time of that. Right, mm-hmm. I was engaged to my first love, you know,
yeah.
and things were, you know, kind of up and down, but we were also very young and immature.
Right.
We were both in the military. He's got the grunt head mentality because he was an infantry, and I was just stupid, young and stupid and naive and probably the same issue, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of glad it never went through because it's like, oh, my God. What could have I done? You know, it's just weird how you think back at, you know, when you
so
were that age.
So it kind of like scares you now.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. And I was like, in some way I'm glad. But because of what had happened with our family mm-hmm. and my mother doing what she did,
right.
It just made me stand back and just like, holy crap, I never, ever want to be in this position and I never want to be like her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was more the fear of, I never want to be like her.
Mm.
And that was the whole thing. And when she did break up, I never spoke to my mother again.
Really?
Yep.
But obviously you speak to her now.
Now. It's taken me this many years.
Really?
To
So you blamed her for breaking up the family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Seriously, deep down. It was, yeah.
How old were you when she left?
I think
you
I
were
was
young,
like
huh?
22.
Oh, 22.
Yeah.
Okay, so you weren't young. I mean... By then, you understood what's going on.
Yeah, by then, I really understood. And then, unfortunately, I got caught in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And that's why I just...
That's usually what happens to the kids, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad.
No, I was the one. I was the one because I was the one that... it was horrible. I just thought it was really horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just... I had a battle.
Yeah.
You know, that I had to keep truce on. Well, I didn't know how to keep truce on. I was... I don't know. It was really horrible. I don't know what else to say. But this is the first time I'm going to see her.
Well, yeah, now you understand. Oh, really? In how long?
Jeez, I don't even know.
Really?
Yeah.
Years.
I think the last time I saw her, I must have been about 25, 24.
Oh, my God.
25.
And now you're 50 what?
Fuck you. I'm up there, but not quite up there, okay? Please. I can still say that I'm in my 30s,
okay? So at least 10 years since you've seen her.
And you know what? Actually, Friday, I surprised the shit out of a couple of people, including my own employer.
Really?
Yeah. They had no idea.
That
I was my age. They said like...
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. We thought you were just like 29, 31.
Really?
And I said, well, I still have it.
Yeah.
Flicking old fingers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. You see, I mean, you've got to love yourself. You got to be confident with yourself.
Yeah.
You know? But you got to stop living in fear. And you better go and work on that commitment thing. I'm telling you. Because what's going to happen is you're always going to have like a fractured life. I mean, you're never going to like stick around with someone to really build a relationship. You know, I mean, look at you now. You know, you've got a chance to like build a family and stuff. And I mean, I don't know if you want to, but, you know, you've got someone you love. You got all this and you won't even fucking live with him.
No.
2 fucking years, you know, if this was reversed. Okay. And it was up to the man to move in, the woman would fucking kill him. What do you mean you're not moving in with me after 2 years? In fact, where's the ring?
You know what? Most LA women, or most, actually a lot of LA women, and then most women in general
right.
here in the United States, And I hear it from, I just hear it from all different directions. If there isn't a ring on their finger within 6 months, they're wondering like, what's the deal, man?
Yeah.
Well, when are we going to get married? When are we going to settle down? When are we going to move in? By that time, they've already moved in.
Right.
Most relationships, the statistics are shown that most relationships that blossom within a month, within 1 month of that relationship, they're already living in together.
Really? Yeah.
And then soon after that, within 6 months, they're clued in that they hate each other's guts, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think that's and the then, majority then they, of the people, you know.
Well, not necessarily hate each other's guts, but they're figuring like, damn, what did I do? And then it becomes a convenience.
Yeah.
You know, a convenience relationship.
Yeah.
Half the bills are paid for, half the rent is paid for, and so on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's totally possible. I mean, I've been in a situation where I lived with a woman and we kept our finances separate. You know, we kept everything separate. And but look, I do have to agree with you. One thing I've noticed is people can be in a relationship for years, you know, even if they live together.
Yeah.
And they'll be in a relationship together for years and everything is all fine and dandy. Then they decide one day out of the blue, let's get married. And once they get married, that's it. Then they break up.
Yeah.
You know, so I think marriage sometimes actually ruins a relationship.
Yeah.
So, and really, I mean, if you're not going to have any kids, what's the point in getting married? But the point is with you, Manu, you don't even live together.
No.
You know?
Why should I?
Because... I don't know, closeness? Oh, no, the C word.
No.
This is like kryptonite for you.
No. He's already close. He just lives in the same apartment.
I see, but God forbid the same bed. Yeah, I'll fuck you, but leave.
That's exactly what happened last night.
You got the best of both fucking worlds, man.
I know. That's exactly what happened last night.
Really?
Yeah, I got my shag on.
Yeah.
Got the big O.
Great. And then you're like, get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Goodbye.
I'm content now. Well, is there any time when you guys will sleep over?
Oh, I sleep over at his place more often than the other way.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But so between both of you sleeping in each other's places... you spend quite a few nights together.
Yeah, I suppose.
So just fucking live together. What's the point? Split the rent, split everything, you know?
No, it just doesn't quite work like that.
Okay, all right. I mean, look, I'm not going to push you, but this is just my thinking, you know, but who knows? I mean, maybe I envy you, and if I were single, maybe I'd love to have that kind of relationship, you know? Because, I mean, you keep in a distance so you don't get tired of each other. I mean, you don't live like a man and wife sort of a thing.
No,
so maybe that's keeping it fresh and young and new, you know?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Maybe you've got something there that we don't know of.
Shoo, maybe so.
Yeah.
It's probably hitting me over the head and I haven't woken up yet.
Well, Manu, we're going to have a great guest today, and I want to bring it up now because I'm really excited about him because he's also a new host on our station.
Right.
Okay. His name is Gary Garver.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and many people probably have not known him, but anybody that loves Howard Stern knows Gary Garver from years ago.
Right.
Okay. And he's sort of like Howard's arm in L.A., you know, where in Hollywood, let's say.
Right.
So his forte is, his specialty is going out and like to events, celebrity events, and starting asking stars off-the-wall questions.
Right.
Yeah. So he'll ask him, like, who's your favorite Jew? Right? or why do you think Jews control Hollywood, you know? And things like that, you know, like have you ever shat your pants during a game,
why.
You know? So it's really funny because you sort of like cringe, you know, how a man has such balls to walk up to people that are famous and prominent and ask them this shit, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, really, it's just because society has placed that pressure on people like, ooh, you can't ask that. Ooh, you can't say that. Ooh, you know what I mean?
But it's not just that, but it's because people don't like it, so they're not going to cooperate with you.
Yeah.
You know, you start asking them shitty questions, they're going to walk away. But the amazing things is that some people will stay. And in fact, Gary has a video on his site. His site, by the way, it's probably the hardest name to remember. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know why they named it that, but it's called Escape TV. I'm sorry. Yeah, Escape TV. And you go there by going to EX, okay, SCAPE.TV.
EX.
Okay. S.
Yeah, C-A-P-E.
So it's like escape.tv.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's kind of like an unusual spelling. How are you going to remember that? I always forget. But at any rate, so if you go to his site, he's got a video, a sample of some of the things he does.
Right.
And I'm hoping we can play it when he comes in, because this is stuff that was heard on Howard's show. I don't know if we're permitted to play it, although when it's on Gary's site and you play it from there, I don't see anything wrong with it. But,
no, I don't
But
think
I'd rather do it
fine.
When Gary's here. It'll be a little funny. But you'll see the James Woods, okay? He's like... He likes Howard.
Love James Woods.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Well, he likes Howard Stern. He always comes in. He's very funny.
Yeah.
Tells about his sexual escapades and stuff. And so when Gary starts asking him off-the-wall questions, he just starts going into a thing, and he goes on and on and on, you know? It's like, I think he asked him, like, who's your favorite black person? And James Wood starts to reason why we shouldn't even think of people as white and black. And I'll let him say it, okay?
Yeah.
But it's the funniest thing, you know? And then Cameron Munheim, and there's like a few celebrities that...
Right.
It's really funny. I was watching it yesterday, and it's really funny. So I really don't know what Gary's going to bring to his show here on BBS mm-hmm. Talk Radio, but I'm hoping it'll be... just as good as what he does now, and that's going to be, like, hilarious.
Right.
Because, I mean, this guy just has the balls, you know. That's what I admire him for mainly, is the balls that he has, you know. And he's got a reputation now for being able to do that, you know. And he's got some classics on Howard Stern. So I'm eager to meet him, and this will be the first time that I meet him when he comes in today.
Yeah.
For a guest spot. Yeah. And so that should be exciting, you know. And we've got a lot more new shows coming up, and we'll keep you posted. Always check the website to see who's new. We have like announcements of each new show that is coming up on the lower left of the main page under news and events, and it tells you exactly which shows are coming up, what they're about, and so forth. So that's nice, you know.
And now we should be looking at getting people advertising.
Yeah. In fact, I had somebody call me from the forests of Oregon at 7 o'clock on the Sunday
morning. Forest of Oregon?
I'm telling you, that's where he is, in the mountains, okay? Call me at 7 o'clock in the fucking morning on Sunday.
Wow.
To ask me if he can advertise on our site. And he called
me three times
chasing me about this. And finally I talked to him and I realized, you know what, this guy is not like, I'm not advertising his shit, okay? Because he believes that Jim Morrison is alive and living in the mountains of Oregon. And he's got pictures of this man that doesn't even look like Jim Morrison.
Right.
Yeah. And so he's got a DVD about that shit, you know, and he wants to advertise it. I said, you know what?
No. That's not the kind of advertising we need.
No. I don't care if he gives me 10 grand. Fuck it. You know, I mean, the site.
No. What we need is, you know, advertising like from Verizon, from...
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think Verizon's going to advertise in our show with the language we use.
Hey, okay, then. Well, who knows? Yeah.
But they'll advertise on other shows, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, you look at some websites. I mean, they got some pretty good advertising.
Yeah.
And,
you know, I got to tell you about the language and stuff, the cursing. I decided to start listening to some LA talk radio.
Right.
You know, to see what other people are doing. And I got to tell you. Okay, I was listening to Ryan Seacrest, and he's got a girl there. It is fucking boring. I'm telling you, it's like it's like for children. It's a show for children. And then I listened to Mark and Brian. And
who's Mark and Brian? Which one's Mark and Brian?
They're on KLOS. And they've been here forever.
Yes.
They've been here forever.
Yeah.
And but to me, they're not listenable. I mean, you listen 5-10 minutes. And then they go on about these, like, funny sketches, supposedly, that they're making. And again, childish shit. It's not funny. It's not funny. And you know what? So then they want to talk about the word shit, right? So they can't say it. So he's like, what about the S-H-I-T word, you know? I mean, who fucking talks like that? Kids. The S-H-I-T word. I mean, give me a fucking break, you know? So that's why, you know, the terrestrial radio is doomed, okay?
Yeah.
Because people are not going to settle for this when now you have satellite TV.
Just
I mean, satellite
of
radio.
Shit.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom today, and there was some woman had left her remains behind.
Really? Nice.
Didn't make sure that
left
it was
you a nice
flushed. Dirt.
That was a nice surprise for you, Manu.
Yeah,
you
I know.
But, you know, so, I mean, here we're sitting, we can talk the way we want, and nobody tells us how to talk.
No.
And that's why people are starting to come to the internet more, into satellite radio. But satellite radio costs money. So you have three options for radio. You have terrestrial radio.
Yes.
Which is shit. S-H-I-T. Right?
Manu, oh.
Terrestrial radio is S-H-I-T.
Really? S-H-I-T?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, F-U-C-K. What the hell?
Ah, yeah. F-U-C-K them.
Yeah. Can you imagine if we had to talk like that? So and so then you have... Okay, so that's doomed. That's fucked. Okay, they're going away. Then you have satellite radio. But that costs money. You have to buy the receiver. You have to pay a subscription every month.
Right.
So that leaves you internet radio. And this is where we are. And that's what you're listening to. And this is where it's happening, Manu.
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Okay, so...
I'm getting a lot of support. We're getting a lot of support.
I'm telling you.
Everywhere.
Everybody loves the show. And
yeah.
You know how great it makes me feel? You know, it's just that you come in and you know you can't wait to do the show. And you give it the best that you can.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really awesome.
And yeah, it was nice. You know, when I saw that email that you copied me on and you told the guy I'm committed to the radio show and stuff, you know, that like touched me, you know, because
that's right. Because I didn't realize.
Because he wanted to see if you had some free time.
Correct. For the film.
Yeah,
to do the film.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you said I'm committed to the radio station. I mean, it was really touching because I realized it's really important to you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it doesn't seem like that, you know?
When
you
I didn't even take that into consideration.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, like, wow. Like I didn't realize that that was actually in the content.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, well, it does.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, sometimes you just come strolling in here like half asleep and I'm going, gee, she doesn't really want to be here, you know? So then when I hear that it really means a lot to you and that you're committed to it, That makes me feel really good.
No, I am.
You know we can evolve the show.
When I come in dragging my feet, it just means I had a really shitty night's sleep.
I know, but many people just will say, ah, fuck, I don't feel like getting up right now.
No. I always get up.
Yeah.
I remember you asking me when we interviewed, so are you a morning person?
Yeah.
And I, well, you know, I do. I didn't say, oh, yeah, you know.
No, you did not.
I said, like, if I know I have to get up in the morning, mm-hmm. I get up in the morning.
Yeah.
And that's like, just say if I was an actress, you know, a regular actress on a film.
Yeah.
Man, those bastards are up at like 5, 6 a.m. in
know.
The morning.
They really are, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're working like 14, 16 hours a day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, this is a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Considering what I could be doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, and that's
so
what I'm saying.
So this is
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a morning person
right.
by all means.
Right.
I love my sleep in the morning. That's this is my best sleep.
Yeah.
My best sleep is between usually between 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. and 10 a.m.
Really?
That's my best sleep.
Yeah.
Pattern.
So then if you have to get up at 6 or 7, it's hard.
So, I mean, I get up now at 6:45.
Mm.
You know, usually we're 6:45, 7 o'clock. And then I just go on and, like, okay, you got to wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up. Wake up.
Yeah. So, well, that's good, you know, because I really don't feel like starting finding another co-host now, okay?
No.
It took me forever to find you.
But
you know?
You do know
that
if I am casted for another film...
Mm-hmm. You're going.
Then no, but it's only for a week.
Yeah,
or
but
maybe,
you have to make decisions.
Or a couple of days.
Look, you have to
or
make decisions.
Or something like that.
I don't expect you to stay here. Because I know first and foremost, your film career is important to you. That's why you're here in this town in the first place.
I know,
place.
But I'm also realistic enough to know that, okay, I'm not Angelina Jolie. I'm not going to be freaking shipped off for months and for the rest of my life.
Right.
I mean,
right.
when you do a film... Mm-hmm. You're only committing to 1 or 2 days a week, maybe.
Yeah.
I've never, only once I've ever been on a film where I was required for 4 days.
Yeah.
That's it.
I see.
So all it means, Sam,
is
that you can get some gorgeous women sitting in my seat for a few days.
What a relief.
There you go. See?
Yeah, well, I'll decide who's going to sit there, and they won't necessarily be a woman, you know?
Oh, well,
but,
then, okay. Well,
yeah, when Doug comes back, I'm going to do shows with Doug when you're gone.
Yeah, see, okay? Easy. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not about to start searching for co-hosts again. that was trying, let me tell you.
I know. You should tell them, because people say, like, how did you get the job? And I said, like, well, I think that's a question you might want to ask Sam. I think he went through a whole bunch of crap to find me.
Yeah, well, I actually found you, didn't I?
Yeah, wow. You did. On the internet, Craigslist.
Yeah. Imagine if it was right now, you'd never see the fucking ad, since they keep flagging the motherfucker. You know, it's like they take it down, I put it up. They take it down, I put it up.
Yeah.
You know, but then I get tired of it after a while. I'm saying fuck it, you know. But they can keep doing it, because, like I told you, they still, between the time I post it to the time they get it, take it down. I get a few emails.
Right, right.
So fuck them, you know.
And then I've found a few guests for us too. I'm thinking of the guest that I'm going to bring in with the production should go on Jeff's show as well.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I sent you an email. I asked him, and I think you should hook up with him, because he's a director of horror films. Okay?
Yeah.
And
this
you've
is Jeff,
acted,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've acted in horror films. It's a natural thing. I mean, look, I'm hooking you up with the director, for crying out loud. Send the man an email, make a phone call, for crying out loud.
I wanted to call him yesterday. Yeah. But I found that the conversation that he was having, mm-hmm. I mean, was so I was more like intent on like listening.
Yeah, then calling.
And then when I thought, oh, I got to give him a call and say hi, or, you know, like, hey, at least he can, you know who I am.
Yeah.
And then the show was over and I'm like, oh, shit, that was an hour already? I mean, seriously, it happened like that.
Yeah, his show was good, and it goes by fast.
Yeah.
And it's good.
I was like, oh, fuck, I missed that opportunity.
Yeah.
But I really want to put out there, it's like, that was a really amazing interview, and it was very interesting.
Yeah.
And it was warm and fuzzy, and at the same time, I'm also looking on IMDb.
Right.
And so on.
And looking
and
up the actors
and
stuff.
And so, yeah. But I didn't hear the other young lady very much.
Well, she only spoke later in the show. You know, in the beginning, he focused on Billy more.
Right.
And then she came in and stuff, and her boyfriend called.
Yeah.
And everybody on the Copperhead movie pretty much called.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
So that was funny. You know, Jeff was making fun of that. So, but yeah, I mean, all in all, you know, I mean, he's got like trivia games and stuff. And
I've got a game for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What game? One I learned
over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's not... I mean, it's not funny or anything like that. It's just kind of like a cool thing, an interesting thing to do.
Okay.
So basically all it is, name the three favorite animals that you think you connect with.
Animals that I connect with?
Yeah,
well,
only three.
Dogs.
Only three. Okay, dogs. And why? Dogs. The first one.
Why? Because that's a good question. Because they love people. You know,
okay.
They're like excited to see you. You know,
yes.
And you get so much back from them. I think like unconditional love, you know, and they understand shit, you know. I mean, cats don't seem to me like they understand anything. They just
do their own
shit, you
know. They do, but
but dogs
on a different level.
Yeah, but dogs more.
Okay, what's your second animal?
Second animal, you know what I like? I like a lion. I think lions are cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I think lions are cool.
And why?
Because they're like they're more than everybody else, sort of like, you know, it's like they're the king. I mean, the king of the animal kingdom is the lion.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have that look, you know, with their mane and everything. It's like, get the fuck out of my way.
Don't mess with me
kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what about your third animal?
Third animal would be... women are not, don't count, right? Even if they're
wild in bed? No,
it
has to be an animal.
Okay, so even if they're wild in bed and you call her an animal, that doesn't
count.
No,
no, no, it doesn't count. It has to be.
It has to be an animal. I mean, there's a lot of animals that I really relate to when I go to the pet store or something. I'm trying to think, what's like really cute? I don't know, I like cute animals, you know? I mean, I like horses and stuff too, but mice are funny and cute, and I mean, I'm not crazy about them, but they're like little, you know, bunnies, rabbits.
No, but something that you feel, it has to be something that you feel related to, something that you feel, like, I can really relate to that animal.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know, maybe bull, because I'm a Taurus. Could that
okay.
be?
No, okay. No, that's fine. And right. and okay, so I have to ask the question, why?
Yes. Bull, why? Well, because it describes me. I mean, you know, when you describe Taurus, it's like someone who's grounded to the earth, you know, creative, that sort of thing, you know. So I think he's grounded, and it also represents me because I'm pretty stubborn, you know. And when people try to move me, sometimes I'm just like, don't even fucking try, you know. Let me just sit here and read right. and leave me alone, you know. And my wife is constantly on the move, you know. Let's do this, let's do that. She's full of energy, you know.
Yeah.
But with me, it's like moving more slowly. And, you know, that's why it was amazing that I got this radio off the ground
like,
in 1 month.
Like the bull in the paddock yeah. just like browsing around the cows.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, who is next?
Okay, now explain to me what it all means.
All right. Okay. So the first animal is who you really are as a person.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm like a dog. I'm loving. I'm loyal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is true.
The second animal is what you wish you were. Okay.
So I wish I was a king.
You wish, yeah.
yeah.
You wish you were the king, the lion, the like, yeah. don't fuck with me kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, I get all the women and...
I don't know.
I'm sure he gets whoever he
yeah.
wants.
Yeah, he
lion.
Does, I guess so. And the third animal is what other people see you as. Interesting.
See me as a bunny? No, what was the first one I said? Mice. Oh, come on, man. Fuck. You should have told me that before.
No, but that's why
but
I had...
But I also said horse.
But see, okay. No. You said, finally said bull.
Oh, okay.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Right. That's what we
yeah.
focused on.
And that's why I had to tell you, no, you have to feel that you relate
yeah.
to that.
Yeah, okay,
and that's
gotcha.
Why I said...
And people
no,
do view me.
No, it has to be something specific, like what you connect with.
Yeah.
Isn't that
well,
interesting?
That's true. It's very interesting.
Isn't that an interesting thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
wow.
you know, you're really a
but
dog.
But you know what, though?
This is who
think
you
about
are.
It. If you said it in the other order, it probably mm-hmm. still would work. Think
Maybe.
About it. You know, what if I said, okay, what was the first one you asked me? Which do I most identify with? Or
No, the first animal that you yeah. said was the dog.
Right, but what was the question when you asked
no,
me?
No. I just asked you, name the three animals in order that you most connect
okay,
with
that's
or
right.
identify
no,
yourself with.
No, but what
with.
I'm saying is when I say, and then you said the first one you say is what?
Okay, the first one, and you said, okay, the dog.
Right. And
that's your immediate response.
Okay.
So that is who you really are.
Okay, and then the bull is, after you think about it, that's who you are?
No.
I mean,
no.
I don't understand this. I mean.
No, it's
know.
Simple.
Yeah.
You just answered it.
No, I understand, but what I'm saying is what if I said bull first?
Well, you didn't, but that's not the issue
yeah.
here.
Okay.
That's not what we're doing.
Okay.
The thing is, it's like we're going off your first instinctual,
mm-hmm.
because this is something that goes off your instinctual
okay. like
feelings.
The subconscious. Okay.
Your subconscious, like, right. yeah, you know what? The dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, when that question was asked to me, I said the coyote.
Yeah.
My second
really?
Animal was the whale.
Mm-hmm.
And then my third animal, what did I say? Jeez, what did I say? Oh, of course, the cat.
Oh, okay.
You know, I
yeah.
did see the
so
cat.
So people view you as a cat.
People
That's
see me as the feline,
yeah.
the solitary,
yeah.
do my own thing.
The one that doesn't give
you
a
know,
shit about anybody. Just does his thing and that's it. Yeah, you seem
but,
like that.
But, you know, we have, you know, but see, I say the cat because I know my
cats.
Because
cats are not loyal either. You know what? And you're not committed.
Neither
committed.
Are dogs.
Dogs are fucking loyal. Give me a break. A dog is not just going to get up and leave one day. But cats disappear all the time. They
well,
don't
mind, mine have been sticking around for all these years.
That's true. They love you. But,
yeah.
but you know, in general, I think cats are afraid of commitment, too. So that's that, you know?
Yeah.
But what an exciting morning, man. We've been talking for an hour nonstop.
Are you serious?
And we still have a lot going on. So,
wow. Is there a guest coming in at 10?
At 10. So, I think maybe he's already here. I don't know. But let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
Give our listeners a chance to go to the bathroom and unload. And we will be back.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Manu?
Yes.
Right.
Do you want me to go? I'll go and check and see if he's in the waiting room.
Okay.
All righty.
See you.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, we're back, Manu. The guest is not here yet, so we're going
to... No, not yet.
No, so we'll take another break in a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I was going to tell you about something.
Well, I was going to tell you about...
Yes.
Have you seen the new motivational posters lately?
No.
You know how, you know what motivational posters,
yes.
You know, inspiration, all this bullshit. Okay.
Right, yeah.
For the most part, I think it's bullshit. But anyway, seriously.
Yeah, pictures of nature and...
yeah, I mean, it's gorgeous to look at, but Jesus yeah. Christ, whatever. Okay.
Doesn't do much.
So this is the new motivational posters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the first one is booty.
Booty? Right?
Mm-hmm. The difference between getting an A or just barely passing. So
they're showing a chick lying on the teacher's desk.
Teacher's desk. And right. It's a real photo. This is actually taken, like real photography.
Uh-huh.
And this was taken by a camera phone.
Right.
Of the schoolgirl.
Really?
Obviously in her very sexy jeans, mm-hmm. leaning over in front of the teacher.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Booty.
Not very appropriate for radio since nobody can see it. But
well, I know. But there was a couple of really good things.
Yeah.
Oh, gym teacher, so we've got some girl's very nice ass in your face. I mean, like, oh, and he's the best one. I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Waddle, right?
Waddle?
Waddle, okay. Uh-huh. Only penguins make it cute. So, in this poster, obviously mm-hmm. we have a very obese woman
mm-hmm.
that's obviously waddling.
Yeah.
And so, the motivational is like, waddle, only penguins yeah. make that look cute.
Yeah, that's very motivational.
So, have you remembered what you told me yet?
No, but I'll get to it. I mean, it's just because there's so much to tell, you know.
Yeah.
But,
and what about the king?
There are a few things. You see, I always forget to take care of business. First of all, to those of you who want to call and have not seen the number on the website, the number is 1-818-602-4498. So call us 1-818-602-4498. That's if you want to talk to Manu, you want to speak to me, or to the guest, or to the
whoever,
air.
Whoever,
yeah,
to
the air.
Air
in general. But
just say whatever you want to say.
Exactly. And Greg is writing all kinds of shit on the chat room, and I can't really answer him. So if you
have
something to say, Greg, feel free to call.
Oh, Greg, do you want me to send you the motivational posters?
Yeah.
There's one here that specifically says boobs. I mean, what more motivation do you need? That's exactly
what
it says.
That's motivational.
And that's a nice pair of titties that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, well, then, I saw real ones yesterday,
oh, you
and
did.
I was very impressed.
And
they were small, but they were something.
Yeah, most actresses' boobs are small.
Yeah, especially when they're thin and great body and everything.
Yeah, thin.
But,
yeah.
You know, and she had a big cleavage and everything, deep cleavage.
Deep?
Deep.
Like it was like right there?
No. It's just that it was revealing a lot because you know how when you have small boobs, you can really wear something that's like cut in the front. Pretty low, you know.
Okay. All right.
And
see,
I was just sitting here
and
getting a side view, and I was... I wasn't getting hard, but I was getting close to the...
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you ever wonder... another thing that I pulled up here,
mm-hmm.
speaking of cleavage and so on,
mm-hmm.
you ever see those MySpace pages... And you've got this woman and they, you know, posing in their little picture. Because
right.
all you see is a little box.
I know.
Okay, you don't see the whole thing
and
for the most
yeah,
part.
Yeah, often you can't even see what they look like. It's
yeah.
so small. Yeah,
yeah exactly,
right.
exactly. So one of the pages here
uh-huh.
obviously explains this woman, Tori, to look at her, you know, without the full picture.
Right.
You see this woman with huge ass tits.
Yeah, nice,
big cleavage,
nice big boobs. She looks
blonde. She looks
doesn't
all
look
right.
thin, but she looks average. Let's
yeah,
say.
Yeah, she looks average.
Yeah. So this is just like her face and her boobs.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
We can see.
That's
right.
all you can see. So
right.
at first glance, you go like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hot little
hot
piece,
chick.
Mama.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we see the full photo.
Oh my god.
And she's
god.
About 400 goddamn pounds with a
she's
with
huge.
With a goddamn pair of shorts on.
Yeah. So she looks kind of like a fucking walrus, you know, small head and this huge body. I mean, these are fucking thunder thighs, if nothing else.
Oh, no, this is beyond.
And then it says Jesus fucking Christ on the poster.
Yeah, very disappointing that one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops.
Oops. Why don't we try to answer a call?
Yeah, they just hung up. If you called, please call back.
Yeah.
And so that was the Jesus fucking Christ. That was funny.
I know.
I mean, people send me stuff all the time, like that circulates on the internet and stuff, you know. So
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Yeah. I mean, you know, I get a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Manu.
Yeah, this is the Crystal Pistol calling in for the...
The Crystal Pistol.
The Crystal Pistol.
Okay.
Man of the Wild out of Phoenix.
Oh, yes, that's right. How you doing?
The Crystal Pistol.
Yeah, he was calling from Man of the Wild. I'm so sorry, man. I totally forgot you were calling. But, I totally forgot because I had like a previous... guest that I had scheduled, and now you reminded me, and I'm like so friggin' embarrassed right now. Let me ask you this: if we had you call at like 10:40, would that work for you? Then we can have
that's fine.
We'll give you plenty of time then.
Yeah, I'm in Colorado, and my partner's in Phoenix, so that would be 11:45.
In 40 minutes.
Okay, you know the time change and everything. I'll call you back at 40.
Yeah. Very good.
45 minutes.
Yes, sir. Definitely, because Manu would love to talk to you, man.
Yeah,
these are Men of the Wild. Remember I told you about them?
Ooh.
And we're going to talk Manu.
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 Yes.
Okay, Manu. I'll call you back in 40 minutes.
Sounds good, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was extremely fucking embarrassing, Manu. You know what? I have it written down, too. I mean, people tell me write things down, and I write things down, and I still fucking forget.
You need a calendar right behind you.
No, I just need someone to beat me over the head with a baseball bat every once in a while. I mean, Jesus Christ, you know?
All right. Before I go back outside to see if we have this guest or not, but this is my favorite.
Okay,
this is the favorite.
Uh-huh.
Smoking. Uh-huh. Okay, when cancer can sometimes be the cure and not the problem. Now, if you look at the picture, I mean, these kids are fucking scary for one thing.
Well, they're like 12 or 13 years old.
13 years old.
Yeah.
We got some...
And smoking cigarettes. Yeah.
But one of them looks like Frankenstein or something of worse breed or... Something very seriously wrong with the kid.
Something's wrong there. But what the message is trying to say is that these kids will get cancer and that's a good thing.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. That's pretty rude. Okay.
All right. I'm going to get back out.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. I promise you won't have to listen to the whole song. Manu is going to try and get our guest here.
I'll be right back.
Yes, Manu.
Hello.
Okay, we're back. No guest yet.
No, are you sure you were supposed to be coming in today?
Good morning. You're on the air. Hello?
Yeah. Good morning, Manu and Sam. How you doing?
Fine. How are you? Oh, I recognize this voice, Manu.
This is Julio.
Yeah.
This is Julio.
Okay, I was just about to say that.
How are you, Julio?
Hey, man, I was just... You guys are outrageous.
Thank you.
I love it. Yeah. I listen to it. Like, people in my office are like, lower that. I'm like, hey, you're like interested in me.
It's hard to understand you. You're on a cell phone, aren't you?
Yeah. You know what it is? It's like, that. Like, I don't like using the hard line. How about now? Can you hear me now?
A little better, but cell phones don't work
very
well.
I sound like a commercial, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that whatever you did then was better.
Yeah. So who?
There it is. How about now?
Okay, that's better. Julio, are you getting ready for your show next Sunday?
Oh man, I'm ready to rock and roll, dude.
Yeah.
We're ready, man.
Yeah.
I'm throwing the BBS talk radio all over the place.
Wonderful.
I want everybody.
Yeah, get the word out, man.
I have them listening to you guys. All right. Sam and Manu in the morning. Especially Manu, she's the one that has the boyfriend for 2 years, and you know she flipped the script on everybody.
Yeah, Manu is an interesting person. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about how she flipped the script and how how women would have said the other way around. Wait a minute, we've been together for 2 years. You're not moving in. Where's my ring? Yada yada. Boom boom.
Yeah, I know.
Right. You know what I mean?
And then what happens, Julio? Is as soon as they feel like they're gonna lose their man, they turn around and get pregnant, and wait three months before they tell them, and they're like, "Oh, I'm pregnant." Well, dumb bitch, what the fuck are you doing?
this is my second hitch. I've been married 7 years, the second time, and to tell you the truth, it was funny. The first time I was married for 19 years.
Wow.
I had two children. You know, they're grown, they're up, my son is 28, my daughter's 20, and, I didn't want any kids, but, of course, it came, I took them, like, why not, let's raise, let's do what we gotta do, and then when I got divorced, I felt kind of, like, lonely, and I'm like, that's it, I ain't doing this no more, and then I met my second partner, this one,
mm-hmm.
and it was fucking great, a big difference, and
yeah.
The difference between that I remember was that my mother, before she passed, she told me, that's the one you
got to
marry.
Really?
Like,
wow.
Who would know better than my mother?
Yeah, there you go.
So
mother know best.
and I've been happy for the last 7 years. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Wonderful.
And you haven't gone through...
By the way, Manu, I want to ask you a question, Manu.
Okay.
Do you know why I like living with my partner? Because, if I need to spoon, I got to spoon with somebody.
He's got a spoon, Manu, you see? Manu doesn't need to spoon.
I got a spoon, man. I got a spoon, dude.
Yeah.
I can't. Manu, I have to feel somebody next to me, man.
Yeah. You see, Manu doesn't spoon. She just gets forked, man.
Yeah. Just what she does is off, huh? On and off.
Well,
you've been good in my young days, but yeah.
Julio, tell everybody what to expect from your show. What is it going to be like?
Well, I tell you what, Julio and Chan, we're a talk show, and we've been doing this for a while, so me and Alan kind of have like the South Bronx attitude, but with a Columbia attitude and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds cool.
I've been doing comedy for like 20 years, and Alan's an attorney, so he has a lot more, he does a lot of like reading and, current events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And basically what we do is, we talk about, race, relationships, immigration, the wars, all the wars, Iraq, any war that we possibly get into, religion, abortion, politics, and we just, we have no sides. We just rip everybody.
Right.
It's like we're equal opportunists for everybody. We just rip everybody off.
Hey, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And to me, if it's right, it's right, and if it's wrong, it's wrong. We were on one show, and we would talk about global warming,
mm-hmm.
and we were discussing, like, so what? So, there's global warming. What do you want me to do, stop? Okay, let's say we do stop. Let's say everybody doesn't use the aerosol cans, and they don't throw out the plastic and stuff. All right, so the world will last another 500,000 years. I don't care. I'm not going to be around.
You're not going to be around, right? Okay. Julio, listen, we're looking forward to your show, man, and I hate to cut you short, but we've still got so much going on. We've got one guest scheduled who's late, and then we got another a couple of guests that I forgot about over the phone, so I'm going to try and squeeze everything within the next 45 minutes.
All right, you got it, man.
But we love you,
thanks,
man.
Thanks so much, man.
We'll be listening to your show Sunday at 12 to 2.
12 to 2, listening. I'll be listening, Julio.
All right.
Okay, Julio.
Hey, even Manu will be listening. It'll be good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Manu will be listening, yes.
Yes, I will.
Okay, so that was Julio. And are we going to try once more for our guest? I mean, we got to get him in here because they're going to call again at 20
right.
Till.
Well, I told Israel
to
at the front.
Just send him?
Just to send him
to
the door.
Good.
That's
good. Yeah, that makes sense. So we don't have to stop every 5 minutes.
Yeah, no.
Some people always run late. I mean, what are you going to do?
You know?
Well, I don't know that he always runs late. I'm just saying that it seems like some people run late. And what are you going to do? That's
LA.
That's live radio for you, Manu. We chose live, and that's what's going on. Our number to call in, 818-602-4498. You're on the air with Sam and Manu. And
yes.
We are excited. It's a great Monday. It's going to be another great week. the weather is amazing in LA, and we can't see into the distance as usual. Manu, I mean, the smog is really heavy today.
I know.
It's really heavy. The hotter it gets, the more smog.
Yeah.
And because all the warm air traps it, you know, and it can't go, or the hot air gets trapped in here and it doesn't go up the way it's supposed to. Yeah. So then it just kind of
stays. See, look at that building expelling pollution.
I think that's actually steam. I don't know what that is.
That's still pollution.
Yeah. I know people are probably wondering, what the hell do I want to listen to this? I mean, these guys sit here, they look at the whole city and they describe shit, and I don't care. But no, I mean, that's the first thing. I mean, you walk into our studio and the first thing you see is this huge picture window with downtown LA and beyond, you know.
Way
and
beyond, just, and even we're not through really, the mountains.
Yeah, and we don't have any tall buildings in front of us, so we can see to the distance, you know.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's really cool. It's really cool.
We got to get that other office, though.
Yeah, I know. We need to get a bigger one. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you
want to
pay
everything?
The difference for the office?
Well, I don't know what the
I already told you. Well, they want double and a half of what I'm paying now to give me 25%, 30 more percent.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
I know. Yeah. Guess who the cat dragged in?
Yeah, okay. Woo-hoo! Our guests are here. All right. Yeah, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
We'll settle it in.
Listening to California Dreamin' with your hosts Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio. Listening to California Dreamin' with your hosts Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
All right, Manu, we are back, and our guest is finally here.
Yay!
Mr. Gary Garver himself.
What's up?
Gary, he made it.
Oh, my Lord.
And he brought a friend with him.
Yes.
James. Fat James.
Just look at James. Just see the.
I see that, but my God, what a title.
But I mean, you add it to your name, but I mean, it's obvious, you know, why wouldn't you? Yeah. So how you doing?
I'm doing great. So.
Yeah?
Great. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you guys made it. Gary, were you like out of town this weekend or something?
I was. What the hell was I doing today? I was working. I've been working. I don't know. I'm like
the truth
I'm
or what you want out. Known on the radio.
Well, I was banging this weekend.
There you go.
There you go.
Wow, you got some ass.
Yeah. Not just any ass.
Yeah, well, hey, you know.
Not just any ass. Yeah, let's hear about it.
Hang on, he's smiling from ear to ear there.
Let's just say it was penthouse ass.
Penthouse pet. Nah, she's a penthouse pet.
Really?
Yeah.
Gary, you going into the big league, man.
Who says I haven't been, man? I mean,
That's true. You see,
come on.
I mean, Gary's got to have the fucking life, you know? I mean, this guy's in L.A., you know? And he's, I mean, those interviews you do, man, it's just like fucking amazing, you know?
Thank you.
I mean, I was watching the one you have on your website, and can we play clips from this right now, or is this like copyrighted by Howard Stern?
Actually, we can play clips of it.
Yeah,
we can play. You have video clips, you mean?
One on your site. I was just thinking of playing some of that, or?
Howard pays for that stuff.
Oh,
the audio. The video that I shoot is mine, but the audio is his.
Yeah, okay, so that's why I didn't want to use it earlier, but you guys go to Gary's site. It's escape.tv, right?
That's right, escape.tv, and check out all my work and GaryGarver.com. You can see all my interviews. I have probably about 50 or 60 interviews from Jack Nicholson.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun.
Ooh, was the question you threw at Jack Nicholson? I'm curious.
I asked him if he was forced into having gay sex, who would he choose?
I'm not forced into anything.
Somebody say Jack.
Yeah.
So he was really cool. I tried interviewing him four or five times. I probably got him last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was cool.
Yeah. And what other stars have you? Who haven't you interviewed? You've been just about anywhere out there.
Yeah. I mean, I just interviewed Michael Douglas this past year, and I asked him who the biggest asshole in Hollywood was, and he asked me, "Well, do you live here?" You know. So. You know, I've interviewed probably over 1,000 celebrities now.
Really?
Yeah, in the past 10 years that I've been working for Howard.
Wow. So was this idea your idea or Howard's idea to do this?
Actually, they came to me about 10 years ago when I was working at 97.1 KLSX here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes. So you were already working at KLSX before?
I've been working at KLSX for 18 years.
Wow. And you're still there?
No, I left a year. What are you laughing at, you fat fuck?
The fat fuck is laughing.
He got fired. Actually, it was a mutual benefit. You know, we both decided I didn't want to work there, and they didn't want to have me work there. So, yeah, I started producing Howard's show back in 1991. I was his first West Coast producer.
Yeah.
When he was on in New York, Washington, and Philly only.
Yeah. Was that 91 that he started here? It was before, wasn't
it? No,
it
was 1991.
91.
July. 91?
You were with him from the beginning.
July of 91, he started.
Wow.
And, it sort of just blew up. He became number one in a year, and then he's become Howard Stern now.
Yeah. I mean, but you gotta really feel good about this. I mean, out of fucking millions in the world that would love to meet him, there you have his ear. You know, I mean, it's an amazing thing. Think about it.
Well, he's got my balls.
He's
so.
Got your fucking That's balls. Like it. I mean, yeah, he makes fun of you, but regardless, he laughs at everybody. But
you
the
look
thing
like
is,
someone who has nice balls.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Gary, whip him out. Show him.
See, coming from Manu, she knows, man.
Hey, I think it's a fair trade. You show your balls, and she takes off her shirt. What do you say?
I just woke up. Come on,
Yeah, it's easy for you to say take off your shirt. How
about easy for me to say to take off? Yeah.
This guy.
He's asking the wrong guy.
Yeah,
Gary.
Exactly. No.
I'll sit there in a speedo.
You'll take off your shirt.
What are you fucking?
No, it's okay. You don't have to. We saw enough.
Believe me, you don't want to see his shirt off. You don't want to see that. But it's been a great ride with Howard. I still work for him at Sirius and. Occasionally, I get on Howard TV and do stuff. So
I know you were on the show a couple of weeks ago plugging your website.
Yeah.
It was amazing, and he gave you a hard time about the spelling of
Escape. Well, what I loved, he's like, oh, we have a mercy book in here right off the bat. And I'm like, fuck you, Howard. I mean, you know what? What do you mean mercy booking, He made me promise
I'm
going to
get you
a
T-shirt, and it's going to say Gary Garver Interviews, and underneath it's going to say The Burning Bridges Tour.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. But it's nice to... to talk about Howard and your connection and everything, but I definitely want to focus on you as your own person, and doing your own stuff, and I think that's probably what you want to do too. I mean, it's nice to be associated with Howard, but it's not like we took Gary because of Howard, I just love the work that you do.
Thanks.
Thanks. And that's the bottom line, really, is that I don't even know what your show is going to be like, but I know it'll be awesome.
Oh, wait, just wait. It's going to be like I said, sick, filthy, and nasty.
What was the worst question you've ever asked somebody with a pretty intense reaction?
Well, I mean, James Gardner doesn't like me too much,
Ooh, okay.
We got into a fight with him, and then probably O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
most intense.
Oh, O.J.? What did you ask him? Yeah. So did you
And that was shortly after the trial. It wasn't that long after
It was
that.
About a year after the trial, and I asked him if he was sharpening his knives in case he got remarried. And basically, I just stormed him on the golf course.
Hey, did you whip out a glove and say, hey, try this one on?
I should have, but
that would have been the best one. I would have thought of that one.
Yeah. He got a little pissed off, and we got into a fight on the golf course.
Yeah.
And people are yelling.
And you have video of that, too. That was cool, man.
I have video on GaryGarver.com.
And it's like every time you walk up and ask those questions, I fucking cringe for you, And you just do it, like, so nonchalantly.
Well, after a while, it just gets, I just focus. It's weird. I get into this weird focus that it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I just sort of, like, don't even hear the question that I'm asking.
Yeah.
It's strange.
I'm the same way. Yeah. Geez, I've gotten myself in hot water from asking questions or saying something. And the next thing I know, like, what? I was like, you're done. You know what I mean? You have this instant conflict. And I was like, okay, so how do I get myself out of that one?
Well, I just keep on going.
Has anybody ever attacked you?
But see, you can get away with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can already get away with it. I couldn't.
Right. Well, like I said, it takes a certain type of person to do it. I mean, I just don't care. I think all of us are human beings. And, if you can't laugh at yourself, then you can't laugh at anything.
There you go.
That's true.
I mean, you catch them in their weakest moments, you're making them human. That's the whole thing. He's asking this football player, like, have you ever shat your pants?
Yeah, you ever shat yourself during the game.
Yeah, and he's like, what the fuck,
I love doing that. You know? Like, what? And I tell you, like, 9 out of 10 times the celebrities like it. And, you know, because they get asked the same stupid questions, like, what are you wearing? And how was it to work with this person? And blah, blah, blah. And everybody kisses their ass.
You're right. And Gary
doesn't
kiss
ass. Show us your ring.
Right.
Oh, like, God.
Who did your hair?
You know, and you're right, you know, because I think the average person, we sort of like treat celebrities as though they're like bigger than life, you know, and we like respect them and give them the respect. But I mean, give me a break. They're fucking actors, you know, for crying out loud, you know.
They're normal
so they're
people.
Famous, but.
If not normal at all.
Get up and they take a shit in the morning and they pick their nose and they fart and, you know, just like we all.
Hey, Jessica Alba does not shit.
Jessica Alba doesn't shit.
No.
Or maybe her shit doesn't stink.
Her,
you know?
her asshole blows out rose petals and rainbows.
And you've seen it, right?
There you go, man. There you go.
But yeah, it's cool to just bust some balls on them. And even the press doesn't like me too much. You know, when I go down there, nobody wants to stand next to me because I fuck up their interviews.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll stand right next to you.
Thank you, man. I'll stand next to you.
You know what? I'll be the decoy.
Okay.
Decoy.
Yeah. I mean, what a great is like all dressed up like
exactly.
Come on over.
Everybody will take you seriously.
That's right. I look forward to doing a show here and having some fun you know, reaching out to the people, and I love radio. I mean, I love doing radio.
I would imagine. That's why I approached you, and I thought this would be, like, perfect for Gary, you know, because we really have, like, an open format here, you know, and it's like there's no program director to tell you how to do your show and all that stuff or a producer. You just do it, man. You just fucking do what you're good at, you know.
That's cool. That's what I dig. That's the problem with radio nowadays is it's so regulated, and they tell you what to do and what to say, and, you know, you can't say this word or you can't go to this subject or, you know,
we talk about everything.
Really?
Show.
Yeah, we talk about anything, and I know Gary's going to talk about even worse things that we talk about.
You guys even talk about pedophile rodeo clowns?
No, that we don't talk about.
But I've heard about them.
But I'm sure we will.
Yeah. Or a motley lot.
Yeah, he's one of them.
They call me Bubbles.
Why is that?
Kept going down and popping.
Oh.
Oh, man, we're going to have fun here, James.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, and you can see Gary, we can see the whole city here.
It's beautiful.
It's really awesome, you know, so we've really built this for the people, you know, for everybody to do their radio and shit. And, I mean, look at us. Nobody knows us from Shinola, but we're here and we're doing radio, and there's people that love it, and that's what matters.
You know? I mean, you're doing what you love, too.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and it's the passion. And I was just telling Manu, you know, with terrestrial radio being really shitty as far as programming, I can't even listen to LA radio, you know.
They have to say SHIT.
Exactly.
What radio?
Even talk.
What radio?
Terrestrial. You know, like
radio. Oh, I don't like alien radio either.
Well, it's becoming more alien now.
Yeah. But, you know, so they can't say shit over there. Then you have satellite.
They better not talk shit.
Yeah, you know, and satellite's got good programming, but it costs money. Some people can't afford it. So the natural thing left is the internet, you know. And this thing's going to explode. The moment you have internet in the cars, that's it.
Oh, I know. And that's the wave of the future. And that's what I think, too, is that, you know, that's why I'm creating Escape.TV. It's like, it's an internet TV network.
Yeah.
We have all these different programs and stuff that, you know, you can't see or normally won't see on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, they're already testing internet, internet in the cars right now.
Yeah.
They're already doing the test.
Yeah, it's only a year or two away. It's not that long, but that's going to be awesome.
It'll be right soon.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. No, the technology's always going to the internet right now.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for it to happen. You're on the cutting edge of something really cool, and I think I am too. So that's why I look forward to working with you guys.
I know. And we'll probably send people your way for TV because I know people love to do TV as well and stuff. You know, I just don't know how crazy our people are, if they're crazy enough for you. But I would imagine.
Oh, we've already had one lady walk away.
Really?
Yeah. Last week. Was it last week? Or
last
the week,
week.
Before? Last week.
No. Yeah. About a week ago.
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, tell us. Yeah.
Well.
Oh,
yeah,
hang on.
Yeah. She was.
Oh shit! I forgot it.
What's that?
It was that magazine that we were talking about. The magazine.
Oh yeah, yeah. Manu brought in an X-rated comic book. Okay,
whoa.
And that shows everything.
That
so
a girl.
So we were just talking about it and describing it to the listeners, and our guest, I guess, came and stood outside and heard what we were saying. And so she never showed up. At the end of the show, I go to the front. They bring me a note from her. And she says, I stood outside, I heard what you said, and I didn't think it would be good for me to come on right after that segment. So she just up and left, you know?
Fuck
and
her.
We know those fucking type of guests,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, there you go. All the time. There you go.
But you should have seen this magazine, and it was really, really pornographic.
I mean, really?
Extremely X-rated pornographic.
What's the name of it? I want to buy it.
It's called Housewives.
Oh, yeah. I love
Housewives.
It.
And
yeah, there's a whole website, right? And
yeah,
you can buy
website.
All kinds of shit like this. I mean, but they give you, like, you know.
Very graphic.
Yeah, very graphic.
Whoever does
beaver,
the drawing is.
Beaver shots galore.
That's it? Just beaver shots?
Yeah.
Come on.
And
whoa, let's think this through. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. He wants to see fisting.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, believe me, I'm sure in one of those magazines there's going to be fisting.
Right up James Alley.
Yeah. I like fisting. Fisting is always good.
I think your hand's a little too big for fisting, dude.
You like those?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I used to see the belly drop. I don't know how we're going to do a belly drop anymore.
I don't know.
We'll drop him from the fucking window.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly, yeah.
Right over here.
I bet nothing would happen to you if you fell on the street, right?
Bounce right back up.
There you go.
With a hot dog in my hand. That's how quick.
You see, I mean, how refreshing. You know, a fat person telling fat jokes, you know? That's amazing. You know,
all
I respect
people
that.
Out there can go fuck themselves. Eat something.
Hey, I've got your date right here on the computer.
What do you got?
We were just checking her out before. Hang on.
But you got some big fat bitch.
Or the waddle
chick. Fat chick in the thong.
Yeah, that's what.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty close to that, yeah.
Oh, here she is.
Oh, look at James. There you go.
Let me see that. Can't.
She ain't that bad looking for
a
fat
her name
broad.
Is Laurie, and she's on MySpace.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, she's, you know, good old face and cleavage. And
here's the thing, though. There's nothing wrong with her. She's beautiful, but the two of us together be like two beach balls trying to find the valves.
There you go.
Just use your hand. Jesus, yeah. James. Come on. You know, I mean,
she's got those things I like on there, too.
Your dick's only 2 inches long anyway. So
it's a very small penis.
Yeah, you ain't going to find it anyway, so use your hand.
Let me tell you something.
Use your right hand, you know, on her, and then use your left hand on yourself. So there you go.
For all
the
ladies listening, let me just clarify. I may only have 2 inches, but I got 300 pounds pushing it in.
Right. Imagine getting slammed by two
Whoa.
Inches.
That would be pretty intense.
Dump truck.
that's why you're interested in fisting.
I love it. I love it. You got the smoking and then the other ones. Have you seen the ones that say jailbait? You'd fuck it too, it says.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think it is on this one.
Oh, I love those.
Hang on.
So it's interactive and everything here, huh?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Phone calls. We get phone calls. Yeah. In fact, we totally forgot. I invited you to be a guest today, and I totally forgot we have a call-in guest also. But they're calling in a little
Hang
bit.
Hang up,
so
fucker. It's
don't
over.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
That's okay. But, you know, it's fine. I mean, I can split. You know,
You're not splitting. We're meeting right after this.
Who needs this shit?
Yeah. I don't need this shit.
Fuck this. We are out of Jose, grab the rugs.
Well, actually, these are like beefcake male strippers, and my new has to speak to them. So.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
You see, we have our own Chippendales call.
So you're in the dudes, huh, man?
Oh, ask that question again.
You're into dudes, right? Guys?
Oh, yeah, I'm into dudes.
You like strippers?
Yeah, I do, actually. Well, no, actually, not male strippers. Well, you know what I mean. I mean,
what kind
no,
of...
No, we don't know what you mean.
Yeah, what kind
of... Here we go. Please don't say that.
No, don't start with this.
Please
you know
don't...
I mean.
No, you know what I mean, shit, all right? We had a... Oh, please, no. Don't do that.
I've been to plenty of female strip bars in my life.
Right.
Like, particularly when I was in Vegas, I was there all the time.
Yeah.
Watching these women shake their ass.
Yeah,
and
but she started watching the L Word, and she goes to lesbian bars and shit.
You
do? So there's still chance, Gary. There's
We've got to introduce
chance.
Her to Alex.
You ever done any muff diving?
No.
No?
Into that, yeah,
really?
But she will
some
be.
Titty licking, but that's
yeah.
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, you know, you're on your way.
Yeah.
I got a video production company over there.
We got this girl named Alex. You got to meet.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
What about her?
She's just a latent lesbian.
But she won't admit it.
Yeah.
She won't admit it?
No, maybe you could bring it out of her.
Me? Yeah. Oh, no. Actually, my friend Tiger will bring it out of her.
Tiger?
Yeah.
Tiger?
I like that. Yeah.
I'll take a tiger any day.
Yeah.
Put him up. Come on.
Man, you're killing my microphones.
I'm sorry.
Be careful.
He's going to eat
No.
It. He's hungry.
I'll put some mustard on this thing.
It looks like a hot dog for him.
I know.
The mystery sound is...
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So she went to lesbian bars, and we're still trying to convert her, you know. So it might. But look, she's got a lesbian roommate, and she hasn't converted yet. So
really?
Yeah.
Is she hot or is she lipstick lover?
She's very hot.
She's hot. She's hot. Yeah. She's Native American. She's got the most gorgeous long. Native American?
Oh, she's Indian.
I thought she said Knight of America.
Oh, no. Native American.
Yeah.
Well, save the queen.
Yeah.
No, she did say native. Yeah. Native.
What the fuck is a native?
I love. Excuse me. This is an Australian. Don't offend her,
Australian?
Please.
Australian.
Don't offend her. They're all criminals over there. That was a penal colony. What are you fucking kidding me?
And she has to deal with that reputation for the rest of her life.
But she's a hot piece of ass. So shut up.
Oh, she deserves it.
No, actually, I've got nothing to do with the colony over there because my father came from Italy and my mother came from New Zealand.
I love you for that. See, I'm Italian, so I got to give you half respect.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Only half the respect, right?
The respect.
Gary, how long? I was going to ask you. So, what were you doing for KLSX other than Howard?
I was a rock DJ there for years when it was a classic rock station under the name Scary Gary, and then I did a talk show for 3 years. Called The Single Life.
Wow.
Where we talked about relationships.
Yeah. I did that. When did you do that? Like on the weekend? Because I don't remember it.
I did on the weekend, Saturday nights from 9 to midnight, and then we started doing it on a syndication basis for about 5 months, and then the deal sort of fell through, and that's when I left the radio station. Actually, it worked out to be great because I'm doing my own thing now.
Yeah, because now you're on your own.
Yeah, I can be creative. I can, you know, you're always with corporate, you know, you have to deal with that. You have to deal with their bullshit. You got to deal with, you know, not stepping on anybody's toes.
Yeah.
This way I can step on my own toes and go, ow, and not worry about it. You know what I mean?
So, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So, yeah, I did a lot there. I mean, I produced radio shows. I produced Howard's show. I mean, I was there, 18 years. That's a long run.
It is.
At any radio station.
It is. You know, so. It is. So you're taking the direction of internet TV, obviously. What kind of shows? Are those produced by you, or do other people produce them?
We produce them. We have our own in-house production, at Escape.TV. Uh-huh. People bring ideas to us. I also have my own ideas to create shows. So we have different hosts creating shows, and we bring shows to other people. It's like we have the comedy channel, the entertainment channel, music, health and beauty, Exposed in America. I did a piece on the homeless where we're at right now, basically down here at Skid Row.
Hey, I almost run one over today.
You know what's funny? Is
nice, man.
Yeah.
5 points if you would have hit him.
Yeah.
Is that all it's worth?
That's all it's worth.
The boss has stood in the middle of the street.
It was the recession, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, we create different shows. We have Blue Iris from the Howard Stern Show on there. We have Jody Baby Doll Gibson, who is the Hollywood Madam to the Stars, doing a show. Ernest Thomas from What's Happening and Everybody Hates Chris is doing a show.
Yeah.
You know, so
Jan Brady.
Yeah, we have a bunch of different people doing shows. So it's a lot of fun, and we're having a blast doing it.
Wonderful. Let's take a quick phone call. Maybe someone wants to talk to Gary. Good morning. You're on the air with Gary Garver and Fat James.
Just call him the fat fuck.
Yes.
Hey, this is Johnny Dam. I just want to say, hey, Gary Garver, welcome to the station.
Thank you.
Yeah, Johnny Dam is our afternoon DJ or host from 2 to 4 every day. You know, we do daily shows here.
Yeah, I was looking at your menu of shows. Yeah, schedule of shows, and it's really cool. It's an eclectic bunch of people.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is that we have people committed to doing this every day, you know, and nobody else that I know is doing internet radio every day, you know, so we're definitely, trying to be the big internet radio station, and we're on the way there. You know, we've had another site for about 4 years.
Oh, we're certainly on the way there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that site.
I want to bang you.
You want to bang me?
Yeah, I want to bang you, man.
Yeah, I'm the one with the commitment problem.
Don't worry, I don't want to commit.
He doesn't want to marry you.
I don't want to marry you. I want to fuck you. There's a whole difference. What?
Let the fat man get some tail.
Well, go ahead. You know, I'm making my play.
Have you ever fucked a fat guy?
Yeah.
You like it?
No.
He's done it wrong. So you got to let us eat you first, because we know how to eat. That's how we got this way.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever fucked a fat guy?
Johnny, would you be up for it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's you know what? I've been married 4 times. I'm the only thing that moves.
you have any money left?
No.
Well, that's a deal breaker.
See, that's hey, why. That's why we don't get married.
I'm glad you're coming to the station because you know, I was thought I'd be the first one to get sued, but I think it's going to change now.
It's going to be me, huh? Don't worry, I get
got your back though.
Thanks, buddy.
I got your back.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate being a part of the team now.
Yeah, thanks so much, Johnny, and we'll see you a little bit later, huh?
Take care. Take care. Bye. Right.
Don't get arrested.
Yeah.
So, anyway, man, we could sit here for hours and do this. I love you guys. You're funny and everything. But let me send you to the kitchen. We have an incredible cappuccino machine
there. Oh, cool.
With foam and everything, you know. So just do that, and we'll be out in 20 minutes, and then we can sit.
All right. You got any weed back there or anything like that?
No weed,
no,
but
no smoke?
Not right here.
Some Maui Wowie over the weekend.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
That's why I like wrestling.
You got any Oscar Mayer?
No.
Well, hey, listen, I look forward to being a part of the team.
Thank you very much, Gary, and we'd love to have you here, and we're looking forward. It's Thursday at 5 to 8 Pacific time, and I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait. I know it's going to be like a big party here.
Thursdays?
Yes, Thursdays.
Is that when you're going to come on?
Yeah.
That's when he comes
on.
Why?
Well, I should make it Friday because every second Friday I don't have to go to work.
Yeah, but Manu, we're on the internet. You can just download the show later. There you go.
You can come in anytime you want, baby. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, with Gary, you got VIP status.
Absolutely.
There.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, man. And we'll see you later.
Bye bye.
You're listening to California Dreamin' with your hosts Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
I think our friend from Arizona was trying to call. Please call again. We're ready for you, man, and we'd love to talk to you. So please call back. Anyway, that was Gary Garver and his friend, Fat Who?
Fat James.
Oh, Fat James.
Fat James.
Man, that guy's wild, you know?
Isn't
he? I mean, Gary's still down to earth somewhat, but this guy, I don't know, he took off sometimes in the past.
I like the mystery sound. Crack, crack.
I know,
crack.
Cracking his knuckles.
Yeah.
Okay. And, so, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? This is the Crystal Pistol.
Yes, Crystal Pistol. Hi. Thank you so much for calling back. And again, man, I apologize. This sometimes happens. You know, we it's like a one-man station pretty much running the entire thing. And, you know, my thoughts just get lost. But I love that you called. Manu has been waiting for your call. And we're going to be able to see you as well, right, on the internet as we speak to you?
You can go to Men of the Wild.
MenOfTheWild.com.
I'm about to do that right now.
Can you leave the line open for my partner? I think he's trying to get through.
Oh,
guys.
Okay. Yeah, let him. Let me get him. Hold on.
What is it? Men of the Wild.
Men of the Wild. That's right. Men of the Wild. And my partner, Jason. He's trying to get through right now.
Yeah, we're gonna get him. Hold on, just a second.
We want to both be on at the same time so we can talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Jason with Men of the Wild.
Yeah, Jason. Hold on, just a second. I'll connect you guys both. Just a moment.
Okay.
I've got your thingo, and so I don't see
off.
A pause thing.
Turn it off. Right there. There's a speaker on there. Okay, there we go. Okay, sorry. Let's try and connect you guys. Hold on just a second.
Yes, Chris and I both.
Hold on. I'm going to bring him on the line, too. Hold on just a second.
He's operating it.
Chris is on hold. Hold on a second. Okay. Hold on just a second. I'm trying to figure this out. Just a second. Okay, Manu, sorry to do this, but... let's see. Can we connect you now?
Wow, is that you on the front page that I'm seeing?
Who are you talking to?
Well, I thought you had one of them on the line.
Yeah, we do, right? Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Okay. Hold on just a second. We've got problems with the phone, folks. Bear with us for just a second. We'll figure this thing out here.
Are you still on the line, darling?
Yeah. What was your name again, sir?
This is Jason with Men of the Wild, and I believe Chris is with Men of the Wild is on the other line.
No. I know where you're from. It's just
your
name, Jason?
Jason, but the other gentleman was on the line.
Yeah, it's Chris. He's Chris. God damn this thing. Hold on just a second. Manu, I'm like really getting irritated here. Hold on.
Well, hey, I'm not going to come around and jump in on your program here.
Maybe you should.
I don't know. Hold on.
I thought we have it on conference here. And hold on a second. Hello, are you both on the line now? Hello?
I'm in.
Hello?
Okay, there. Hello? There you go.
Okay, do we have both of you online?
This is Jason.
Okay, this is Jason. Crystal, are you there?
Chris.
No, it was Crystal Pistol.
Crystal Pistol, are you there? Jason?
Hello?
Yeah.
Chris?
Got cut off from you guys.
Yeah, I know. Okay. And Jason, are you still on? We can't do this, man.
The Crystal Pistol.
Yeah, I know. Crystal, I apologize. I'm trying to create a conference here with the calls, but my system is like crashing on me right when I'm trying. But hold on just a second. Let's see.
Okay, Sam.
Yes. Let's just speak to him, right?
Let's just speak with Crystal Pistol because we can't seem to get Chris, is that right? No, Jason on the other line.
You can call me Chris or you can call me Pistol.
Oh, yeah, really? So is your real name Chris? Is that right?
No, Crystal Pistol.
The Crystal Pistol. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's the pistol, man. Do you see his picture on there, Manu?
And that's what I asked before. Is that you on the front page? On the site?
No, that's Jason.
That's Jason. And where are you? Are you on another photo?
Actually, I'm too old to be on the website. I don't want to scare anybody off.
Oh, my God. How old exactly is that?
I'm 46 years old, you know.
Wow. And you still do this for a living?
I've been stripping for about 27 years.
Wow.
Wow.
So tell me this. Are you still stripping? Are you still stripping?
Yes.
I still MC a few shows here and there. I don't take my clothes off too much unless the crowd is like an older crowd. You know, sometimes I strip for the older ladies and let the younger guys do the younger ladies. at parties, you know, when you have parties, there's always the bachelorette or birthday girl, and they bring their mothers and their grandmothers, and I strip for them, so everybody gets entertained.
Nice. So are you like too old to have your picture on the website? Is that it? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Basically, I'm just the booker, the booking agent, and also, you know, I take care of production, make sure that the show is run professionally and make sure we get our tours lined up across the country.
Right. Jason, are you on the line with us now?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, good. I apologize for that.
We
okay.
got it.
Yeah, so now Jason is here as well. Welcome to the show, Jason. And you're where in Arizona?
I am actually in the Phoenix area, and Crystal Pistol's in the Denver area.
Oh, wow.
And we work together to work the United States area.
I see. So, but you don't perform together, obviously, right? If one is in another place.
Yes, we perform together on tour.
Oh, wow.
Oh, when you go on tour?
Well, what happens is I'm one of the lead dancers, and then we have other dancers as well. And Crystal Pistol, he's basically our production unit. He does all the management for the show. He does the MCing. He's basically the high-energy MC entertainer of the show, all the comedic stuff. Really keeps the flow going and makes it very entertaining and helps us out. And at the same time, you know, don't get me wrong, he's a great entertainer, and he's got a lot to offer to our shows, and without him, they wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
So, Jason, which area are you? Because I'm on the website, and I want to take a look at you.
Hang on.
You were the one that was the first one, like the initial photograph. Is that right?
You mean the one on the front, the main page? There's a guy putting a towel around his waist. Is that you?
You cut them off. Sam.
Oh, hello. Sorry.
Yeah, sure. We're all here.
Yeah. She's asking if the guy on the front, is that you?
That's me, Jason. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's Jason.
And Jason, which area are you from? Phoenix or Tucson?
Phoenix.
He's from Phoenix. Yeah. Jason's from Phoenix.
Yes.
And Crystal Pistol is in Denver now. Cool. And let's see. So there's not a lot of pictures. Oh, there is. Phoenix Man.
The Phoenix page.
Yeah.
And underneath my picture, there's like some more images. You can see my whole gallery.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get to, hon.
Man, these guys are hot. I mean, I'd do you if I. If
right
I was a
now.
Woman, yeah. I mean, no,
see,
I mean,
I don't know if that's flattering or creepy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, believe me, I don't say creepy things. But no, I mean, you guys, how old are you, Jason?
Oh,
whoa!
So I'm one of the young dancers. I can't really talk about that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Whoa.
Gotcha. Okay.
Honey, you're a little hottie. Look at you.
Yeah, this is for the ladies in the house. It's menofthewild.com. And you get to see, I guess, most of the guys on there. And everyone seems pretty muscular. Not pretty muscular, but very muscular. So you guys, I guess you must spend a few hours at the gym every day, right, to keep your figure?
Oh, yeah. It's part of the regimen. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Jason. I have my face buried in the computer with my mouth open with this biggest ridiculous grin on my face. It's
yes.
Like, ew.
The dribble coming out of her mouth.
I was just looking at
my
reflection.
What's that? Go ahead.
Actually, what we're doing is, as far as the gym goes, you know, it's what, you know, it's all about discipline and what you do with your diet and exercise. And it just becomes, you know, a lifestyle. It becomes a way of life, and it's nothing crazy. I go to the gym personally about an hour and 15 minutes a day for about 5 days a week, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't do any cardiovascular work at all.
Wow. That's pretty good. But
sport.
Yeah. So let me ask you, how many guys are in this troupe, in this Men of the Wild?
Well, it depends when we're touring, doing touring shows. If we're doing like a big female show, we'll have anywhere from 6 to 8 guys. And it's a group. We do group choreography routines, so you might see a group of like 6 cowboys all doing a, you know, routine together. You know,
right.
If it's a small show at a bar, we probably end up doing about 4 to 5 guys at a show at a small bar.
Uh-huh.
And it depends on the show, you know, how high level it is, and you know, the costumes that we use. You know, we have everything from naval officers to cowboys, firemen, you know, police officers, nerds, doctors.
Yeah.
Thing.
Cool.
You know,
so we're actually in the middle of booking a tour right now. We're doing a national tour, and we're heading out at the beginning of April, and we'll be gone off and on for most of the year.
Are you coming into LA?
We actually are coming into California, but not LA proper. We best work in smaller areas where people, I guess, the girls aren't as spoiled by the entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But ask Crystal Pistol about that. He's the guy to talk to about the tours and the shows.
Yeah, Crystal,
okay.
when are you going to be in the LA area? Because Manu definitely wants to go.
Oh, I
and
could
I'm
already
sure
wrap
bring...
up. I already can wrap up.
We'd be in the suburbs mostly. You know, we'd hit the San Bernardino area more.
Right.
What's around San Diego, around Encino area.
Yeah.
You know, getting down into the cities and stuff, it's
pretty
tough, congested with other male companies, and you know, just very little interest for male strippers going to a male strip club. We like to hit small towns.
Yeah, hold on. Somebody's talking in the background there. Go ahead.
No, you know, it's mostly a touring male review.
Right.
Where, you know, we hit small towns of, you know, 50,000 people, where girls haven't really seen male review in a while. You know, being a male stripper in Los Angeles is pretty freaky. If you go to some little town like in Bishop, you know, it would be, you know, like a celebrity coming to town.
What about somewhere like Las Vegas, where they have a couple of already male reviews there?
Well, they have the Men Down Under from Australia. They have the Chippendales, which are, you know,
but
they control that already.
You know what? But they're so boring. They really are.
Well, it's basically a cartwheel male review show, and, you know, you can't really get close to the guys.
Right.
You know, we're more of an up-close personal show, and we give the girls more attention. And, you know, we're there to make everybody happy,
yeah,
of course.
Okay. Wow. This is really exciting. How long have you been stripping, Jason?
That's Crystal.
I've been stripping for almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years, Jason? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you think that you'll be carrying this on for years to come, or much longer do you think you'll carry this out?
Because actually I still look like I'm a kid, so I still get treated as a boy at the show. So.
Fair
yeah.
enough.
No, I don't know. It's just So and if people go to our website at menofthewild.com, they'll see me and they'll realize that. You know, I'd never know he was stripping for that long. You know,
right.
So I get a lot of that and. I get sometimes even when I go to bars or doing clubs or casinos, they'll ask me if I'm legal. I'm like, You know, I own the company, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of right. So they don't really get it. So I guess it's about taking care of yourself.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
I wanted to ask you though, because I noticed that like a distinct difference between male and female strippers is I see here that you act as a naval officer and a policeman and a fireman and doctor. Do women like get turned on by uniform and stuff? Do you find that?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, they really like the uniform thing. They really especially like the ones where they can't see your face or body at the beginning, and then you just surprise them all at once.
Yeah.
The lean muscles and the 8-pack on the stomach and you know, the face or whatever. They really like that.
not the 6-pack, the 8-pack. Huh?
The 8-pack. He's got an 8-pack. He works extra hard.
This is something that I've always been curious about. I mean, I've always attended female strip clubs, and it's really odd that you see the same scenario, the same thing every time you go to a female strip club. They come out in the nasty, you know, sluttish gear, and there's really not much to remove.
Yeah.
There's no show. Well, they do the slow moves and everything like that.
And at a female, and that's more like exotic entertainment for a
man.
A man looks and he's being aroused. When a woman comes to watch a male review, it's more entertainment.
They're
getting into it and they're getting sexually excited, but they're not sitting there like a man watching a woman where he's just relaxed.
Right.
He's getting sexually aroused.
Right.
They're having a big party and it's just it's a lot different.
Yeah, and they become rowdy and stuff sometimes they try to behave like men, you know, be like rowdy and that sort of thing. But but I guess it's a nice opportunity for them to sort of like reverse roles, right?
Well, they get away from the men and you know, they get the chance to be themselves.
Yeah.
Some man watching over where they have to be a certain way, because most women, they don't want the men to see them
I've been to a Chippendales show, and those women, they just go freaking lunatic. Yeah, I was like, wow.
Do you guys go, you don't go completely nude, do you?
No.
Actually, we go down to, go ahead, Crystal.
We used to go nude in Canada back in the early 80s.
Right.
And, you know, and back in the day, you know, before they passed the law, before you had to wear a T-bar, you know, you had to go nude, and that was the only way to do it.
Wow.
You know, there's always nudes. You know, girls say, you know, how much it costs to go nude at parties and stuff. But, you know, I don't think we've done a nude bachelorette party or birthday party in years. You know, we try to keep it clean.
Yeah.
There's something about going nude that really cheapens the male stripper.
It really does, because I don't think women really get turned on by that stuff. You know, I think for them it's like the whole dream.
There's nothing to, you know, for the imagination.
Yeah.
It's all out there.
Absolutely.
You know, we're all trying to guess what size you are.
Yeah, actually, as far as how far down we go, I've never known a time where they did that. That was before my day, when the guys went nude at clubs. Now, you will find private cabaret-style clubs that do like a girl stripping format, where it's just people that just come out and wallow around on stage, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really what we do. We do more of a show, like entertainment and then we strip.
Right.
And we go down to thongs or teabags, which they call T bars as well, and that's as far as we'll go. And actually, in our state, it's against the law to take them off. So it's no matter what, even if a guy wanted to, he couldn't do it. And if they did, they would be in trouble, first of all, by our company, and second, by, you know, the liquor license board wherever they did that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right.
So,
wow.
Yes, we definitely don't do that. And we try to keep. We actually had classiest male review of anyone that I know in business, as far as like in our state, because we do not offer any kind of escorting or anything like that. A lot of male reviews and stripper companies will do that on the site.
Yeah,
I've actually heard of that.
We do not offer that
but
at
you
any,
guys
at any time for any reason. Right, we're strictly good, fun, you know, entertainment. I couldn't say wholesome, but I can say that definitely, like it says on our website, you know, where our guys get rowdy and sexy, but with a touch of class.
Yeah, very good.
Well
it's you
really
know,
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, it's really awesome that you guys called in on the show. We're actually ending our show in the next minute.
Yeah, and we wanted to really thank you guys for being patient with us. And this is
awesome.
We're going to send our listeners to menofthewild.com.
And we'll put the link up on the website as well.
Now, so how does it work? People call you or email you and arrange for performances and stuff?
And also we offer private parties at people's homes or at clubs or whatever.
Yeah.
If someone wants a dancer to come to their home, they'll come out in a costume, do like a strippogram. Mm-hmm. And we offer those in every major market city in America. So if there are any guys out there that decided they ever want to do it, they can go to our website and apply it to dancer in their home city.
Sounds good.
They don't have to go anywhere. And we offer that in every city in America.
Yeah.
I know on our website we don't have certain cities profiled, but we're just now expanding into that. So if there are any guys out there in other major cities that want to try it, or any girls that are know anyone, then they can apply through the website for that as well, and they don't even have to leave their hometown.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome, man. Thank you guys so much. We were speaking to Jason and to Crystal Pistol.
Crystal Pistol.
Men of the Wild. And I noticed also on your website you have QuickTime videos. So if you guys want to see the men in their natural habitat.
In their natural habitat.
Yes. And we're also on YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
YouTube as well.
Cool.
Okay, great.
So we'll put those links up on our website.
We'll do this again real soon.
Yeah.
I want to do this again. Let's get into some serious talk radio here, and we can tell some stories. Okay?
Yeah,
yeah.
We would love to. And in fact, I was just going to ask you. We'll keep in touch, and we'll set up another time for you to call. We'll take our time, and really, because there's so many questions still that we want to ask you.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, I think the Crystal Pistol and I have a lot of stories to share too behind the scenes. Yeah, so.
I'm sure you do, and we'd love to hear all of them, man. So, okay, take care, guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, I'll be in touch with you.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you. Okay, that was menofthewild.com.
Okay, cool. Yeah, my mouth was open. It was rather cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh? This is like talking to a really hot woman for
me. I know.
But this is for you, right?
Did you see how close my face was to the computer? That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Naughty me.
Did that make you moist down there a little bit?
You know what? I got a few butterflies going on. I really do.
Okay, we found my news weak point.
All right.
Well, we're going overtime here.
I know.
So we're going to say goodbye. I told you we'd have a full show, and we do indeed, but the time is up.
We did indeed.
And we'll continue tomorrow. Thank you all for joining us. We had record listenership today.
God, he's hot. Look at him.
I'm happy about it. Yeah, go to menofthewild.com. I'm sure Manu will. So,
yes, I will.
So we'll say goodbye, and we'll see you
tomorrow.